things have been relatively quiet out there on this Tuesday thus far. What we have seen is a U.S. dollar under mild pressure across the board, U.S. equity futures that haven't wanted to really go anywhere at all, and another record high in the price of gold. The biggest question out there right now is why currencies and equities haven't been more sensitive to a clear repricing and rate expectations that should have the U.S. dollar trading higher and stocks lower. The market has done a good job finding the things it wants to find to justify price action, and because of this, we suspect a round of more dovish-leaning Fed speak and expectations tomorrow's U.S. inflation data will come in on the softer side are the things that are accounting for the counterintuitive price action in stocks and currencies. As far as the remainder of the day goes, the calendar is exceptionally thin, which should keep things from getting too crazy. That's all for now.